Right now, I am lathering up some oxtail smothered in gravy. It's one of our daily requested items that we have for the day.
Today on Valley Edition, we're taking you to Fresno's Chinatown.
We out here live in full effect at Chef Paul's Cafe, F and Tulare Street, Chinatown, downtown, you feel me? Yurt.
And we're starting at Chef Paul's Cafe. I'm Alice Daniel.
And I make some grits for our shrimp grits. I am going to add some cheese, so I would like to get by you real
and
quick.
And that's Eddie Wu-Tangzi. He's young, with lime green hair, braces, and a red tie-dyed t-shirt. A row of customers sit on stools at the tile counter and watch him cook.
We're full, but generally there's a line of people waiting to get in here.
And that's Chef Paul Pearson. People come from all over the state to taste his recipes. But the cafe is only open because of a wager.
Originally, we leased this spot just to do catering. And someone came in and asked, when are you going to open your restaurant? Says, we have no intentions of opening this up as a restaurant. We're just going to use it to cater out of. And the gentleman said, well, that's smart because, you know, nobody can make a restaurant work down here. And I said, oh, if they did certain things, I said, they could make it work. And he says, I'll bet you $1,000 you can't make it work down here. And I said, okay, we open in 2 weeks.
And you have family working with you other than your wife, Pinky, right?
Oh, yes. I have my daughter, Monique, and I have my nieces and my grandchildren on the weekend.
And what does it mean to operate a restaurant in Chinatown?
Well, one of the things we try to do when we open this restaurant is to kind of take people out of the environment out there when they walk in, because, you know, sometimes it can be pretty tough. But we're very fortunate that a lot of the homeless individuals and things like that, they're very good to me. You know, they'll tell people, no, you can't do this over there in front of Paul's. You can't do this. You can't do that. Because when they come to me, you know, they come and say, Paul, can I borrow $20? I'm like, well, no big deal.
So tell me about your own culinary history.
Well, you know, I was fortunate enough. I started here in the Valley with Al Pardini. He was my mentor, and still today he's no longer with us, but he's still my mentor. I think about a lot of things I get ready to do. I think about him and say, okay, how should I handle this? And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be the chef at many, many, many different restaurants here in town.
And I've also heard that you've cooked for famous people like Elvis Presley. And
we cooked for Elvis Presley back in the 70s. We had George H. Bush, Ronald Reagan when he was governor of California, Jimmy Carter, President Ford. But to me, there's nothing like cooking for your customers in this restaurant.
I ordered a catfish plate, maybe some chitlins on the side.
I'm Monica Velez, and I'm also here at Chef Paul's, and I'm standing right next to Rick Brown.
Yam and stuff like that. They got everything you want to eat, cabbage, cornbread.
That looks really juicy.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to drop nothing.
Brown says he's been coming here since Chef Paul's opened 5 years ago.
Won't taste it?
Oh, no, it's okay. You enjoy your lunch.
Oh, it's good. It's bomb. It's real good.
Debbie Simpson is sitting across from her husband eating some fried chicken.
It's crispy. It's spicy. It's tender. The green beans are cooked really good. The cornbread's great. It's just all good.
Simpson and her husband come here almost weekly.
The fried green tomatoes and the fried okra, the best. So those are really, if they're having them on a special that day, you should really get those.
She likes the vibe here.
You see everybody from all walks of life, and that's great. And, you know, it's just everybody's friendly. And obviously the volume's up. People are having fun and joking around. And it's just a nice atmosphere.
Jonah Price was just driving through Fresno from Oakland. His friend recommended Chef Paul's. Price says he tried the fried chicken and waffles.
It felt like a home meal. I have family in Mississippi. It felt like I went back and just they made a meal for me. So it was really good, really comforting.
Who has shrimp and grits?
Chef Paul's is brimming with a lunch crowd. There's a funky mural on the wall of jazz musicians playing at a bar. And the clientele is really diverse. There are suits and hipsters and everyone in between. When you walk out, it feels like you're leaving an urban hotspot. But shut the door behind you, and you're back. To a part of downtown that sometimes feels abandoned.